This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Okay, so we have Nicola and Carl who are going to be directing and performing in Black Rock at St. Martin's Youth Theatre in South Yarra. Starts next week.
It does, yeah. Yes.
We like to get to know our guests a little bit before. Carl's just looking at me terrified.
Well, he said before we went on there, I've got no idea what I'm going to talk about.
It's but. Okay. You're a person. We'll figure it all out. So we'll start with Nicola first so maybe she can lead. We get to know our guests a little bit before mm-hmm. we talk about the productions. And you're the director.
Yes.
How did you come to be a director? A theatre director, no less.
Oh, yes. Well, this is actually so much my directorial debut. So I started off as an actor. I went to the VCA and did musical theatre there and have just really developed a passion for the creative side of making theatre. And so I've just decided to do it and it's been really, really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not terrifying at all?
Oh, it is terrifying. I'm scared every day.
Do you think you've got that compassion having had been a performer?
I hope so.
Or does it kind of blur the lines a little bit, though, as well?
I hope it doesn't blur the lines. I hope it doesn't, but I think it allows me to have a, as you said, a compassion for all of the characters and their plight in the play, and also a compassion for the actors who are having to delve into such horrible material, such material that is so fraught and scary.
Mm. So can I ask you, now you start off as an actor, what parts of directing are you sort of draws you into that sort of field? Is it having a bit more sort of creative control of the final product or what aspect?
I think it is language. I love language. I love I also love being able to tell stories that as an actor I may not be able to tell. I love having the freedom to be able to tell important stories and to be able to help in showing human experience as it is, not, you know, through someone else's eyes.
But do you still want to keep on as an actor as well? Can you see yourself doing both? Because a lot of directors do these days.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how it goes, I think. We'll see what happens.
One foot in front of the other.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
See if you get through this show.
Yeah,
And you still love it.
Then we'll decide.
Carl, you're an actor.
Yes,
afflicted.
I am.
Afflicted.
Yeah.
How did you come to be an actor?
Complete accident.
Oh.
I don't even know why I'm here, to be honest.
Really?
No. I just kind of stumbled into it pretty much after high school. I always wanted to kind of be a performer. I think I played a bit of trumpet throughout school, but I just didn't really have the guts to take it up at school or do the school productions. I thought that it was very uncool. In fact, I probably bullied those kids a little bit, which is horrible. And then I saw a student production of The Tempest my first year out of high school, fell in love, and then just went for it, pretty much.
Are you trained as an actor?
Yeah, so after that I auditioned for drama school four times.
Right.
Over three years, which was a long 3 years.
Perseverance,
stressful for my parents and myself. And then went to drama school, went to VCA, as did Nicola. Mm-hmm. Actually watched Nicola perform when I was in first year and she was in her third year. She did a production of Spring Awakening and played the lead and was amazing. And then just graduated last year. And I've spent this year kind of working and doing some acting.
Excellent. Yes. So tell us about the... Oh, sorry,
Neil. Sorry, no, just very quickly. You were saying you stumbled into it after seeing one performance.
Yeah.
You persevered three or four times. There must have been something remarkable about that performance. What made you... I mean, you're trying it once, I can understand.
But yeah.
Three times is quite a lot of dedication.
You know what? I reckon if I watched that performance back, it probably wouldn't have been that good, to be completely honest with you. But there were some amazing people in it. Like, I had Tom Gutteridge played Prospero, who is a great artist who lots of people know. Ariel was played by Felicia King, who now has like 4 plays premiering around the world this year in London at SDC, MTC and Belvoir, which is incredible. So we just had this kind of amazing crew. But really, I think it's just theatre's just magic. And I think that if you're in the right place at the right time, it just hits you hard.
You could see yourself there.
Yeah.
So tell us about this company that you're part of.
Yeah. This company is called Ebb and Flow Theatre. It's a new Ebb Flow Theatre. Sorry, it's my producer looking at me. It's a new theatre company, and this is their first proper show. I think they held a concert last year, and they're running out some shows after this as well. And this is their kind of debut theatrical performance of Black Rock.
Okay, so Nicola, tell us about Black Rock. What is it?
Well, it is a play that is based on true events about a girl who gets raped and murdered at an 18th birthday party.
Down in Black Rock.
In Black Rock, yeah.
It's been around for a while, this play, hasn't it? And,
there was the film as well.
Yeah, and a terrible story.
Horrific. Awful story, really. And the play was first performed in the year that I was born.
Right.
And so that's 24 years ago. And it's completely shocking that we can so easily draw so many parallels to Melbourne right now.
Mm. Mm. So it was obviously the play then the movie. Is that how time works?
Well, it was originally a theatre and education show called The Property of the Clan, written specifically for the community that was affected by the original incident, and then it was turned into a play for adults, and then it was turned into a film.
Yep. So did you choose the piece, or was that the company that chose this piece?
No, the company chose to do it, which I think is super brave.
Yeah, and especially for a youth, within St. Martin's, being a youth theatre as well. And they approached you, or were you part of their company, to direct it?
No, they approached me. I know the two producers fairly well, and I had reached out to them to say, I'm looking to do a bit of directing, so if you have anything coming up that I can
talk about trial by fire.
Yeah. And so I've very luckily ended up here, which is awesome.
Wow.
And Carl, give us your view of it as an actor, involved in a play that's this,
dark.
Just got such a very big reputation.
Yeah, it has a huge reputation. Any other actors I tell that I'm doing it, give me a big hug and tell me to look after myself. It is difficult dealing with the subject matter, and the character that I play, Jared Kirby, kind of goes through all of the motions and some really horrible things. But I think just to get through it, you just read the newspaper every week and see that it's still going on. Mm. And it's like, sure, it's difficult as an actor, but it's just acting.
Mm.
And we're talking about something that's actually happening every day.
Mm. Every couple of hours. Does it feel hopeless to you? Or do you feel like doing this play is kind of reiterating that message, If we keep talking about it, hopefully something will change.
I think so. Otherwise, why do it,
Sure.
It definitely can feel hopeless, but there is always hope.
Sure.
I think that's why you do theatre at all.
Preach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so when's it on? Do you know that, or should we help you with that?
Thursday the 26th of this month, which is July, through to
the 3rd
of August. Oh, there we go. I'm an actor.
He just knows the first day he has to turn up.
Yeah.
And then it rolls on from there.
Where was it playing?
At St. Martin's Youth Theatre in South Yarra.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And all the best with your wonderful, vibrant career.
Thank you very much.
Is there anything that you want to plug for Ebb and Flow Theatre? Is there a social media account or something like that?
There is. It is just at Ebb Flow Theatre. At Ebb Flow Theatre.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
thank you.
See ya. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.